You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. This is Ian Shelley. Thank you so much, everyone, for being with us. Thank you for bringing your awesome vibrations, as always, to this show, and especially this show, because we have a wonderful guest. We're going to be talking about energy. We're going to be talking about Reiki. I know a lot of you have seen the topic already. I'll announce that in just a moment. But it is so great to be here. And the theme for this overall series is the sacred human. So all of us are inherently divine. We are an aspect of the divine. We literally are the essence of the divine or the divine intelligence. So let's ask that the ancient ones come in right now. Let's ask that the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to come in today to support us, to open our hearts, open our ears, so that we can truly become the sacred human that we truly are, so we can answer the call and really step up. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Reiki Master Brett Bevel is author of several books, including Psychic Reiki, The Wizard's Guide to Energy Healing, The Reiki Magic Guide to Self-Attunement, and Reiki for Spiritual Healing. A poet and performance artist, he's also the author of America Needs a Woman President and America Needs a Buddhist President, a poem that initially aired nationwide on NPR's All Things Considered. Since receiving his Reiki Master initiation in 1995, Brett has dedicated himself to discovering new Reiki techniques that work collaboratively with the higher self. These simple techniques are not only highly effective, but also shift Reiki into a practice of daily living that can transform even the most mundane aspects of our lives into works of healing. Brett is a featured author on the energy healing app Soulvana by Mind Valley. Brett's clients include a number of Hollywood stars and screenwriters, and he's publicly endorsed by Carrie Ann Inaba from ABC's Dancing with the Stars. So welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients, Brett.
Thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm personally excited to be talking about this. This is something that I really haven't had much exposure to, and I'm not sure about the rest of the community. So what we're talking about today, everyone, is Psychic Reiki. So Psychic Reiki plus there will be a healing for the entire audience. So every single one of you shining lights that are here, we're going to be doing a healing. Well, Brett will be doing a healing, rather, towards the end. And on the show, you're going to learn about Reiki lasers, Reiki portals, and also, of course, experiencing them in that healing, as well as holographic Reiki or Reiki holograms. So, as I said, Brett, this is something that really is new to me personally, psychic Reiki. So tell us about your, maybe not your journey per se, but how you came to learn about psychic Reiki. And then as a follow on, you know, what is psychic Reiki?
Yeah, sure. So psychic Reiki is a process where the Reiki practitioner is working psychically with the divine intelligence of the energy and basically just directing it by having a conversation with the energy. So not using the traditional symbols, not using the hand positions. And the way this came to me was in 2007, during the winter of 2007, I was traveling by myself in Asia. And at one point I was in the former royal capital of Laos, a beautiful city called Luang Prabang. It's really more a village than a city, I guess. There's all these amazing Buddhist temples there. And while I was there, I had a visitation from the founder of Reiki, Mikao Usui, a visitation in spirit form, because he passed on, you know, many decades ago. During that visitation, I felt a beautiful ball of white light go into the area of my heart chakra, and I really wasn't sure what that was about, other than it was a beautiful experience. In the weeks afterwards, and this literally went on for weeks, I was in a very altered state where I would see these very complex mathematical equations in my mind's eye. And I'm not a mathematician. I didn't understand them mathematically. But whenever I would see them, I would feel this just deep connection just to the eternal presence in all things, like the eternal presence in a spoon or in a glass of water, and just really felt this amazing mystical state that lasted literally for weeks. And to make a long story short, eventually, during that period of time, I was also getting downloads of information that became my second Reiki book, Reiki for Spiritual Healing, because my first Reiki book had already been written. And then it wasn't really for a period of months that I totally, fully comprehended that this ball of white light that was sent to me, what it was literally was an energetic crystal, not a physical crystal, but an energetic crystal made out of the light of Reiki that had then become a permanent part of my energy field sitting right in front of my heart chakra. And I began to notice over time that if I'd literally talked to it, just had a conversation in my mind with the crystal, that it would send Reiki to whatever I asked it to send to. And not only would it send Reiki, so in Reiki, in traditional Reiki, we think of Reiki just being like a flow of energy, but this crystal could also give shape to the energy, like sacred geometric forms and mold it in certain ways. And so it's a very powerful healing tool and also extremely easy to use because you're literally just having a little mental conversation with the energy. So my book, Psychic Reiki, is about this process and also about empowering others to their own Reiki crystal, which also I do through the course that we're going to be offering through Wisdom of the Ancients. And yeah, it's just really amazing work. I can't say enough about it because, and it's also very fun and playful and engaging that anybody can learn.
Mm. So, for example, so psychic Reiki, so I'd like to know how it really differs. I know you spoke a little bit about that, but maybe in a little bit more detail.
Sure.
Could you explain some of the nuances of,
sure,
of how
sure.
it differs from traditional Reiki?
Of course. So in traditional Reiki, and I still love traditional Reiki, I still teach traditional Reiki here at Omega Institute and other places. But in traditional Reiki, so there would be a degree system. In first degree, you would receive an initiation. Sacred symbols would be put into your crown chakra. You would learn a series of hand positions for performing a treatment. And the energy would literally flow through you, through your hands, into the person that you're working on, or into yourself if you're working on yourself. Again, in traditional Reiki, if you were to go to the second level, you would learn three sacred symbols to be able to send the energy. Those symbols, two of them are pretty easy to learn. One of them is pretty complex, and a lot of people kind of get stuck at that point in their training. And then in the third level, a person learns more symbols and learns how to use those symbols to initiate others and become a Reiki master. So the difference between that form, traditional Reiki, and psychic Reiki is in psychic Reiki, there's no need for the hand positions, no need for the symbols. You literally are just with your mind as the practitioner, just telling the energy, you know, flow out to everybody's brain and nervous system, or flow into their knee, or flow into the chakras and meridians. And so when I'm doing the healing later in this show, I'll literally just be having a conversation with the energy. And what I find is not only does that make it extremely easier for the practitioner, but also there's other things about it that are quite unique. So in this way of using Reiki, it's possible for one practitioner to send to many, many people simultaneously. So on the Silvana app, there's been times when I've done hundreds of people simultaneously in one healing. And tonight, you know, who knows how many people might be listening to us.
Right.
All receive energy all at once. And also this ability to give shape to the energy is unique. So in traditional Reiki, the energy is just simply a flow, and it's beautiful and it's powerful, but it's a flow, a constant flow of the energy. With the Reiki crystal, because it itself is a crystallized form of Reiki, the Reiki crystal can actually give shape to the energy that allows you to create what I call Reiki lasers, which are basically intense beams of Reiki light that your Reiki crystal can pinpoint between any two points in time and space. So we'll experience that during the healing tonight. You can also create something called a Reiki hologram, which if you can imagine a diseased organ or a part of your body that maybe isn't functioning at 100%, you can create a Reiki hologram, which is basically an energetic replica of that organ made out of the light of Reiki, and then fuse that in with that organ or organ system to intensify the healing. You can also use the Reiki crystal to create a Reiki portal, literally an energetic portal. I usually place them above a person's crown chakra, but they can also be placed elsewhere to connect to different divine healing realms, which then brings in the energy from those divine healing realms to add into the Reiki treatment. So there's just a lot more that a person can do using this technique rather than traditional Reiki. And again, I love traditional Reiki and I still teach traditional Reiki, but the analogy that I use is, you know, I sometimes think of traditional Reiki being like a 1995 IBM ThinkPad, and the Reiki crystal is like the latest version of Mac. There's just a lot more that you can do with it, and it's more user-friendly and just easier to work with.
Beautiful. Oh, are you picking up on a distinct echo?
Not on my end, no.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question and then I'm going to redial in because I can hear myself like I have another Ian sitting right next to me. Mm. Okay. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Why do you think that you were shown this new psychic Reiki?
Well, I think one reason is because I already was kind of on an alternative path with Reiki. So even though I was traditionally trained, I got my, you know, my first degree training from Elka Petra Palm, who was a member of the Reiki Alliance, which again is very traditional in their trainings. I got my second degree from a woman named Mary Robertson, and my third degree I got in 1995 from a woman named Mary Dudek, who had had her training from William Rand's school. And so my training was pretty traditional, but then after that, I went and moved to San Francisco and was doing some Huna shamanic work. And during that time, the funny thing is that the person I worked with actually had known Hawaii Takata, who's the woman who brought Reiki from Japan to the United States. And in my studies with him, again, his work was purely shamanic, but in my studies with him, I began to wonder what would happen if I started to blend certain techniques that he was teaching me and started to blend that with Reiki. Would it somehow widen the spectrum of possibility of what one can do with Reiki? So even in my first couple of books about Reiki, The Reiki Magic Guide to Self-Attunement, and then the second book, Reiki for Spiritual Healing, I was still exploring alternative techniques. I just hadn't become aware of this possibility of what I call the Reiki crystal, which brings us into this psychic connection with the divine intelligence of the energy. So I think maybe the universe just saw that I was exploring and open to something new and different, you know? And so because of that, you know, it was shown to me. You know, another thing I didn't share in the original story is just before that experience, I actually got very, very sick while I was in Laos. I was very ill for a period of days. My spleen had swollen up to be like the size of a small grapefruit. And all the guidebooks said that you should at all costs try to avoid going to a Laotian hospital because it was most likely you would come out of it with something much worse than what you went into it with. And so I just literally hauled up in my room and just did energy healing on myself nonstop for several days. And then a little voice appeared in my mind saying, "Would you like a new spleen?" And I said, "Yes." And then suddenly I felt fine. Now, I'm not saying that I physically got a new spleen, but suddenly an instantaneous healing occurred. It was after that I went outside to have lunch. I actually remember I had alu gobi at a small Indian food restaurant in Luang Prabang. And it was while sitting there at this table that I felt a presence directly in the empty chair across from me that I had this knowing was the spirit of Mikawa Sui. And then from him came that ball of light that was the Reiki crystal.
Wow. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more, or have you to talk a little bit more about the crystal and then the hologram and then the portals. It sounds like the Reiki crystal itself is almost center stage in this whole modality. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. So it's to practice this technique, and in terms of the way I approach it, you need to be empowered to the Reiki crystal, and you know that's something that you can do through the course that we're offering through Wisdom of the Ancients. And once you're empowered to it, you know, people who are energetically sensitive will often feel just this kind of little energetic presence sitting in front of their heart chakra. And then when you're wanting to send, you literally just start talking to it, you know, "Oh, send Reiki to this person," or "send Reiki to this issue." And the energy just starts flowing. And, I've often had people comment that they feel when they receive a treatment from the Reiki crystal that it actually feels a little more intense than when they're feeling a traditional Reiki session.
So that's the crystal. Now, what about the hologram? You mentioned something very, very fascinating where you can do you visualize, for example, an organ and then create a hologram to represent that organ like a proxy and then send energy to the hologram? How does that part work?
Yeah, so literally, again, all the cool thing about it is all of this. I mean, you could use visualization if you wanted to, but the cool thing about the crystal is that it literally just does what you just verbally ask it to. So if I wanted it to create a Reiki hologram for me, like I could say, you know, "Please, Reiki crystal, create a Reiki hologram of my right kidney in a place of perfect health and infuse that in with my right kidney now." you know, and I, you know, I can kind of, as this is going on, kind of just feel some vibes emanating from my right kidney as that occurs, and actually have a really amazing story around the use of this approach with Reiki holograms. So, a dear friend of mine who lives on your part of the continent, she lives in Vancouver, BC, and she has a small little Reiki center there called the West Coast Reiki Center, and her husband used to run a small restaurant. And which was not far from where they lived. It was wintertime in Vancouver. They had an unusual amount of snow this one particular day. And so her husband, Fred, went up and actually was trying to remove some snow off the roof of the restaurant, ended up falling through a skylight, fell on the grill in the restaurant and shattered his rib cage. So Michelle, who happened to not be that far away, came to his aid. Certainly they called the ambulance, which was necessary. But immediately she began creating Reiki holograms of his rib cage in a place of perfect health and infusing those in with his physical rib cage. And she kept doing that perpetually for a period of time, also as the ambulance approached, also as they were driving to the hospital. And she often shares this story at conferences that I've been part of with her, where she says that, you know, during the ride, yes, Fred, obviously he was injured. It wasn't that the Reiki holograms were going to provide some instantaneous miracle healing. But what they did do is by creating a different energetic signature in his system, one resembling a place of health, that he was able to really endure a great deal of pain that both the medics and the doctor said, you know, this guy should be screaming and he's not. And they really couldn't understand why he seemed so calm during the whole thing. Another thing that she often mentions is that in this process that he healed at an incredibly faster rate than the doctors anticipated. And so again, she really attributes the work that she was doing with Reiki holograms, literally right on the scene of the accident, to his very profound and accelerated healing that happened. And also, again, that he wasn't in any way, shape, or form close to the degree of pain that the doctor said he should be in with that kind of injury.
Right, right. Okay. So let's do this. Oh, and by the way, everyone, Brett's going to take some questions later, so star 2 to raise your hand or put your question in the webinar box if you have any questions around this topic, around psychic Reiki, the Reiki crystal, Reiki hologram, any of how this works. But my question is this. So what I like to do is I like to pretend that nobody knows anything about Reiki. So in this case, we'll say, let's pretend nobody knows anything about psychic Reiki. Yeah. And so the question would be for people who may be new to Reiki, how does this help people? Is it only for physical? Is it for spiritual? Is it for emotional, mental? How does this help people? And can you also give us some examples?
Sure. So it can really help you in all of those. It can certainly provide, you know, physical healing, help relieve tension, help release pain, as in the example I mentioned before, help accelerate healing on the cellular level and on the physical level. It can also help on the spiritual level, just in terms of keeping your aura clear, keeping your chakras clear, keeping yourself more open to the energy of spirit and the guidance of spirit. And also on an emotional level, even in traditional Reiki, there's symbols that can be used for mental emotional healing, and the Reiki crystal can certainly activate those, but it can also bring things to an even deeper level by clearing a lot of stuff that is backwards in time. So I often mention when I'm teaching classes on this that, you know, we can't change the past, but what you can do both with traditional Reiki and also with psychic Reiki is you can change the energetic signature of what the past is kind of rippling through time to the present. Mm-hmm. So you can really shift that energetic signature of maybe a past trauma or a past event that maybe has been holding you its hostage for many, many years, and literally shift that energetic signature where it's no longer impacting you in present time. And so in that way, it can be a profound healing tool for a lot of emotional trauma. And you know, not to go too deep into my own story, but, you know, I came from a very, very abusive childhood. And for many years, I would say college, I was pretty much a loner, pretty much depressed. And it wasn't until I started getting into the world of energy healing that I was really able to move through that and lift that. and now I work here at Omega Institute. We have a large campus here, and people know me for my loud laugh that they can hear from like anywhere across campus. And I'm also very happy and successful in life. And I really attribute, the vast majority of that healing to the work that I've done with Reiki and other forms of energy healing, to just really clear out that energetic trauma from my past so that it's no longer affecting me in present time.
Mm. So if someone is experiencing pain, for example, physical pain, mm-hmm. or maybe they know that they have some sort of issue, maybe there's an organ in their body that is mm-hmm. just speaking to them and mm-hmm. saying, I need some healing, then mm-hmm. how do they go about working with, well, we're going to get to your program later, but
sure, yeah.
Just conceptually, how do they go about working with psychic Reiki?
Yeah, so again, it's just very user-friendly. So you would, once you're empowered to the Reiki crystal, which you can get through the program tonight, or not to the healing tonight, but through the program that will be offered at the end of the healing. Once you're empowered to that Reiki crystal, literally, the divine intelligence of Reiki, through that crystal, it's like, it's like hardwired now to you and to your thoughts. So when you think, I want to send Reiki to X, Y, or Z, the Reiki crystal will just automatically just start to kick that in. So you can just talk it through it and say, I want to send Reiki to help heal, my injured knee. Let me start sending Reiki to my knee, to the joints of my knee, to the cartilage in my knee, to all the tendons and ligaments around my knee. Let me run a Reiki laser through my knee backwards in time from the moment that injury first occurred up through the present moment to clear the timeline of that injury. And I could just keep talking through creating Reiki holograms of the knee, also sending any emotional healing if there was an emotional trauma behind the injury, and just literally having a conversation with the energy and telling it to weave through into that whole experience on the physical level, through time, through the emotional body, the different layers of the aura, the mental body, the karmic body, and just really trying to clear that on so many levels that that you really are often able to clear some pretty profound traumas on a very deep level. I often do group healings here at Omega Institute, where I often teach in the R&R program, and those healings are short. They're usually like 40 minutes long, and it's not uncommon for somebody at the end of that healing to tell me like, oh, I've had this pain for quite a long time and it's gone now, and that's a 40-minute session with a group of usually 20 people or so. And so to get that kind of result in one zap, and sometimes these are from people who have never heard of Reiki, who might even be skeptical. I remember one time I had a student in one of these classes who came up to me afterwards. I think he was a guy who just kind of came with his wife and was just kind of along for the ride because she wanted him to come. And he came up to me afterwards. He said, I have to be totally honest. When you first started talking, I thought this was all BS. And he goes, but I totally felt it, and I totally felt the release, and I just want to thank you for offering it. So I've had those kind of responses too. So, I look forward to the end of tonight's show when we really get to demonstrate that to everybody who's listening.
Yeah, that's going to be phenomenal. I'm looking forward to that for sure. And just so I know, in terms of what you're going to be covering, are you going to be covering lasers, holograms, portals? What are you going to be covering? Maybe share with everyone now, just give people a sense of what they'll be experiencing later.
Sure. Let me just got to pop something on my, because I had this all written out. I just wanted to pop something on my computer real quick. And
yeah.
So just give me a second here to type things in. It's one of those computers that shuts off every 5 minutes if you're
okay.
not using it.
Yeah.
So I'll just go through what's in the course, if that's okay, just to kind of talk about that. So in the day one, you would receive a healing empowerment. Was this too early for it?
It was a little early, and then I usually have people look at the page as well, so they can follow along visually. I was just
okay. Well, I'll just tell you about some of the tools then. So there's the Reiki lasers, which again for me that's the most intense tool mm-hmm. that is made available by the Reiki crystal. And so again, think of it being like an intense beam of Reiki light that your Reiki crystal can create between any two points in time and space. And so when I do that in a healing, I usually use more than one. So for example, when I do the healing tonight, I'm going to create a web of Reiki lasers existing inside of your body, connected from every bone in your body to every other bone in your body. So it's almost going to be like you become the Reiki expression of an Alex Gray painting with all these lines of light lit up inside of your body. I'm also going to run those literally through time, through the timeline of each organ from the moment of your birth up to the present moment, to just help clear any trauma that may be stuck in those organs from, you know, 5 or 10 years ago or whenever. So that's just one technique that we'll explore. We'll also explore, obviously, Reiki holograms, which can be used not only for healing in terms of physical organs, but they can also be used to affect different modes of consciousness. So I'll often use a Reiki hologram, bring the brain and nervous system into a Reiki hologram of the brain in an alpha wave or in a theta wave to bring in a deeper sense of relaxation or even bring a place into sleep. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I haven't mentioned yet is the Reiki crystal can also affect different meditative states. So again, if you imagine a crystal made out of the light of Reiki, and if that light of Reiki, even in traditional Reiki, has a divine intelligence to it, so this Reiki crystal has a divine intelligence to it. So what happens with the Reiki meditation is whether I'm working on myself or working on an audience as big as the one tonight, when I bring about a Reiki meditation, what it does, it literally brings everybody's consciousness into my Reiki crystal where it's marinating with that divine consciousness to shift it into a place of deep stillness and inner peace. And then I also follow that by asking that it bring the cellular consciousness of each cell in each person's body into a Reiki meditation for self-love, so that at the cellular level, they're literally embodying a sense of self-love. And one thing I've noticed over time in my practice with ongoing clients is when I start doing that over a period of time with individuals who I might work with on a weekly basis, you know, after a few weeks, the kind of life transformations that start to happen for them are profound, because they're really finally able to drop into a sense of authentic stillness and peace with themselves. And they're also really dropping into a place of self-love that, you know, really pushes out a lot of maybe the dysfunction that they've inherited by not loving themselves. So that's a very, you know, powerful and wonderful technique. And also the Reiki portals. You know, I tend myself, when I'm working with Reiki portals, I'll often open them to angelic realms. I like to often open them to the Archangel Raphael, but you can also open them to other, you know, divine beings. You could open them to the energy of Christ or Kuan Yin or another avatar, or even, you know, like ancestors or spirit guides, to just bring their energy directly into the healing. Another thing that we'll explore tonight is something I call the Reiki Sphere of Divine Grace, which technically it's a Reiki hologram, but it's a very special Reiki hologram. So if you could imagine a beautiful egg or a beautiful kind of sphere of Reiki just totally enveloping you on all levels, and just kind of it when I invoke that, both for myself and others, I almost feel like just this feeling like you're being held by the presence of the Divine Mother of the universe. It's just this very nurturing sense of being held. And the cool thing about the Reiki crystal is it's doing all these things simultaneously after you invoke them. So once it's all kicked in, you've got Reiki lasers going through your organs, you've got, you know, Reiki portal open to Raphael or some other divine healing being, you've got Reiki holograms happening in your organs, you're brought into a Reiki meditation. It's this very multi-layered healing which allows people to really have a very profound experience sometimes over the period of just a, you know, 5 or 10 minute session. You still there? Hello?
Here I am. Sorry about that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I was saying I am very excited about that. And so I think the community is really looking forward to experiencing a lot of those, I wouldn't even really call them techniques or modalities, but experiencing everything that you've been sharing with us. Yeah, so beautiful. Now, once people go through the course, then this is something that you can do by yourself to yourself?
You can do it by yourself to yourself. Once you go through the course, you're empowered to your own Reiki crystal. And once you're empowered to it, you have that for life. It's not something that like expires in 30 days or anything like that. You'll have that with you forever. And, you know, the really cool thing is, I think it's on day seven, you actually learn how to use your Reiki crystal to empower others. So unlike traditional Reiki, where there's a hierarchy of, you know, first degree, second degree, master, et cetera, in this approach to Reiki, anybody who has a Reiki crystal is also empowered to be able to empower another person to their own Reiki crystal. And it's a very simple technique that I share in at the end of the program.
Beautiful, beautiful. So if someone is maybe on a spiritual path, but they don't have, you know, physical issues with their body, then mm-hmm. it's still beneficial to go through this, because you mentioned that this will help do things such as clear your aura, do your chakras, maybe is it chakra balancing, or help to clear out the chakras?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can run the energy on the chakras, on the meridians, you know, on different layers of your aura. And again, even if you felt like you're, you know, totally clean and clear on all those levels, still the ability to use these Reiki meditations. So I just mentioned for stillness, inner peace, and self-love, but you can also use them to bring your consciousness into places of different virtues. So you can use it to bring about a Reiki meditation of courage, where you just literally feel that energy of courage rise up in you. You can use it to bring about the awareness of forgiveness if you're working on trying to forgive something. You can use the Reiki meditations to bring about a deep awareness of gratitude. So you can really, you know, even just working with the Reiki meditative aspect of the Reiki crystal, which again is a really amazing tool, because when I use the term meditation, people often think, oh, it's going to be hard. You got to sit and still your mind. The crystal literally takes you there. Like, it does all the work, because it's basically marinating your consciousness with this divine consciousness that is just simply shifting your awareness into that place with little, if any, effort from you. So, you know, being able to use that, also being able to use the Reiki portal to connect to angelic realms and other higher beings. So even if you felt totally clean and clear on the physical level, on the auric level, on your chakras, you know, you could still use this just as a spiritual tool to investigate your own spiritual path. You know, one thing too that I sometimes mention, even in my traditional Reiki trainings, is the ability to be able to send Reiki through time, and also to send Reiki to situations. So I'm often using the Reiki crystal to send Reiki, you know, to situations around the planet, situations where there's pain and suffering, also sending Reiki forward in time to the experience of my own death. I mean, I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know that I'm going to have so much beautiful divine light waiting for me in that moment that I hopefully, my transition will hopefully be a relatively easy and beautiful one. Mm. You can also send Reiki backwards in time to when you were in the womb or into previous lifetimes. So literally, you know, the whole spectrum of your soul's existence is suddenly available to you to be able to tune in energetically through Reiki. So even if you're just kind of playing with it and just kind of sending energy just for the fun of the experience of it, for me, there's often a lot of information that you can garner just through doing that about your own soul path and your own soul presence. One thing that's interesting is, you know, my wife and I have a beautiful 4-year-old boy, and when he was in the womb, before we had any tests about what gender he was, my wife was convinced he was going to be a girl. And I knew he was going to be a boy. And the reason I knew he was going to be a boy is because every time I've sent Reiki forwards in time to my death, my eventual death, I sense my son is there with me. So before he was ever born, I knew I'm going to have a son, you know, and I was like, no, it's going to be a boy. And I was right. So, you know, just being able to get that kind of information sometimes is beneficial. Being able to send Reiki into your day, you know, to kind of bless your day and help things flow smoothly is a benefit that is really useful to anybody, regardless of their physical condition or their spiritual condition.
Yeah. So the energy that's coming through is source energy. It's the energy from the divine. Or is it assistance from maybe an ascended master? Because you mentioned the portals, for example, that allows you to connect.
Yeah.
So maybe you could just share about that.
Yeah, that's a really good question, actually. So the interesting thing is, and I really appreciate you asking this, so the energy of Reiki, you know, if you look at the Japanese kanji, there's two ways you can translate it. The most popular way of translating it is universal life force energy. But if you look at the Japanese kanji, you can also translate it as divine life force energy. And that's really the way I resonate with it. So for me, it really is source energy. It's coming from the most supreme, most high source and you know, is always working for the highest good. Now, the thing with the Reiki portal, what the Reiki portal is doing is it's using the Reiki crystal and it's actually accessing the energy in second degree. There's a symbol used for distant healing that the more I thought about it and meditate on it, well, it's really a Reiki portal is what it is. And so what the crystal is doing when it's creating a Reiki portal is it's opening a portal to, again, let's say it's to the Archangel Raphael or some other divine being. And what it's doing is it's allowing their energy to come into the healing as a supplement, you know, so it's allowing, you know, there's been times I actually was in a car accident in February and had a concussion for a period of time. And one of the profound healings I had during that time was opening a Reiki portal 6 inches above my crown chakra and just letting Archangel Raphael come in and just do his work on my brain. And it was really quite profound. And yet that was different than me sending Reiki to it. So it was his energetic coming in rather than Reiki. So what happens with the Reiki portal, it's almost like you're just bringing in an additional form of light by opening a Reiki portal to an ascended master or to a divine being to just bring their energy in at an even deeper level.
Hmm. Okay, beautiful. So, you know, if you have, for example, a behavior or maybe you have a habit that maybe you're not, you realize this habit is not in alignment with your truth. Mm-hmm. It could be smoking. It could be overeating, you know, binge eating. It could be watching too much Netflix, you know, 5 hours mm-hmm. at a time. Mm-hmm. Then you could bring the Reiki energy in to help dissipate and change those habits because the energy is for the greatest good, right?
Yeah, you can totally work on, you know, compulsive patterns of behavior. And again, sometimes when you look at those patterns, sometimes they're existing, you know, in the brain and nervous system, but also in the mental and emotional body. Sometimes they also might be even connected to the karmic body if it's some pattern that you've inherited from some past life experience. So the cool thing about the Reiki crystal is it can be working on all those layers at once, and really also you can also send it forward in time to really help kind of bend future time towards a more positive outcome of what you're wanting to visualize. So it can really work on things on a kind of a multiple layers of reality, which is really, you know, very helpful.
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of people will want to bend future time to a more positive outcome.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah.
How about show of hands? Yeah, okay, here we go. Right.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, I'd love to get some audience participation here. So let's go to the phones for a while, as well as we'll also go to the web. So while you're getting ready to raise your hand, *2 to raise your hand, everyone. *2 if you're on the phone to ask Brett a question. I'll just take a web question while everyone's getting ready to raise their hand there.
Okay,
so this is related to career. So this mm-hmm. is Gloria from Seward, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, and she says, mm-hmm. I've been trying to move forward in a new career, and I constantly feel I'm not learning fast enough or I'm mm-hmm. not as good as others. I feel my memory isn't as good as I like. Can this help with memory?
It can help with memory. So there's a few approaches that one could do with that. One would be to just create a Reiki hologram of your brain in a place of perfect health, where it's really where all those neurons are activated and fully functioning to their 100% highest potential, and to infuse that Reiki hologram in with your physical brain, knowing that that Reiki hologram doesn't stay, it's not permanent, it will kind of dissolve and dissipate. But if you keep repeating that process over and over, what that does is it creates the energetic imprint in your brain of that perfect possibility, which that energetic signature starts to then exist in your brain to help bend things towards that reality. And I know this from experience, having been in this car accident in February where I had a concussion and had, you know, literally had to do a lot of healing on myself to get back to you know, fully access my memory in a lot of ways. You know, you can also, if you're working on issues around career, I don't really go too deep into it in the training, but in my previous book about the Reiki crystal called New Reiki Software for Divine Living, in that book there's a series of a number of pre-programmed treatments that exist in the crystal where you can literally just ask the crystal to send you a treatment like you're ordering off the menu at a restaurant. And there's one treatment called Reiki Treatment Number 9, so you might want to write that down or put that away somewhere. Reiki Treatment Number 9 is a really beautiful weaving of a specific agenda with the Reiki crystal where it's totally working on the energy of success. And I have to say, when I've used that treatment in my own life, when I first started using it, I remember I used it for a period of a few days. And in those few days, I got two offers for translating my book, one into Greek, the other into Russian. A couple other things opened up for me, literally just after using that treatment for a few days. So if you combined any other work you were doing with just asking your Reiki crystal to run Reiki treatment number 9 on you. And again, you would have to be empowered to the crystal first, which you
right.
can certainly do through the training that we're offering, the 7 days of Reiki. But yeah, there's so much that you can do. Also working on issues around, you know, any sense of confidence or self-worth, you can certainly, you know, work with that with the Reiki crystal for meditations and also to help release any previous programming in your life that may be lessening your highest potential or your full sense of competence. So there's a lot of ways that you could use this to help shift things where your career is really taking off in an accelerated way.
Beautiful. Thank you. So we'll go to the phones in just a moment, but there's actually three questions here from different
yep.
people, all related to, there's more than three, but these three are related to working with others. And so this is Teresa in, it's West Islip or Islip, and she says, thank you, Brett, for the very powerful gift of Reiki Crystal. I love it. So apparently Teresa uses this. It has been helping me on every possible level. My question is, how can I help my family members who may be in need of healing and in different parts of the world?
So the beautiful thing about the Reiki crystal is you can send distant healings with it. Again, you know, I'll be sending a distant healing to everybody here tonight shortly. And it's just as easy. You just literally talk to your Reiki crystal. So you could send distant healings to your family members. And even if they're in other parts of the world, even arranging, you know, the timing of it can sometimes be easier than people think. When I send healings forward to my friends, I'll often send it forward in time to the next time that they're sleeping. Now, I don't know when they're sleeping, but the divine intelligence of the Reiki crystal knows the next time they're going to be sleeping. And so you could just, you know, send them a beautiful treatment while they're asleep. While they're asleep, I find people are often much more receptive and go to a deeper place of healing during the session. So that's one beautiful way you could do it. I would certainly, you know, want to have their consent. So you'd want to reach out to them beforehand and say, hey, you know, would you be okay with me, you know, sending you some healing? And my experience is most people are usually cool with that. And then just, yeah, send them healing and start to, you could even make like a weekly time or a weekly, you know, kind of ritual of sending, you know, whether it's Friday night or Sunday morning or whenever you want, just sending a wave of healing to all of your family members. And again, I often like to program that so that it's going to people when they're sleeping. But if you wanted to just have it be like, you know, 12 o'clock noon every Sunday, however you wanted to program that, just make sure everybody's on the same page and that they're lying down and ready to receive when that healing's coming in.
Thank you. And that was actually Barbara from Lakewood's question. Barbara was asking, where do you stand on sending Reiki healing to someone who doesn't ask for it?
Yeah, so yeah, I'll elaborate on that a little bit more. So I do believe that it's in the highest good to really ask a person's consent, because I do think it's important to respect people's free will, even if it's their free will not to be in a place of healing. You know, so I do try to ask people's consent when I can. That being said, I do think that nothing in this world is ever 100% black and white. And I remember a number of years ago, one of my students, right after the end of a training, she let me know that she was actually going to be going to Afghanistan because she was in the National Guard, and she wanted to know how do all these rules apply when you're in a war zone. And I had to really be honest with her and say, hey, you know, when you're in that kind of situation, you just have to go with what feels right for you in the moment. You know, if somebody's just been hit by a grenade and you don't have time to ask them if, you know, if they want Reiki or not, you're just going to do what feels right. And certainly in those moments, you just have to go with what the universe is telling you to do. But in a more normal situation, when you're not in those kinds of emergencies, I think it's good to try to ask the person's consent and then to honor their free will choice. And if they say no, then I just try to honor that and bless their path for whatever it is that their soul wants them to experience in this life.
Right, exactly. And there's also the option of asking their soul as well. So
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones. I'm very, very excited to hear about the program, but let's go to the phones first and let's see what people are wanting to find out. So let's go to Beverly Hills, California, and the last four digits of your phone number are 6026. So you are live.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for picking me. It was interesting. I don't know why it came into my mind. It might be, but if I ask, I want to receive $20 million or more. And I know that I deserve it. For my own reasons, is it something you can work on that?
I think certainly people can use the Reiki crystal for abundance and prosperity and to help manifest what's in alignment with their soul's path. And certainly, you know, I'm not going to guarantee that if you use the Reiki crystal that it's going to bring you that amount of money, but I think it will certainly work for the highest good in whatever your quest for abundance and prosperity is. And again, in my own life, I've seen profound changes in terms of this work. And I would say, you know, if that's what you're feeling called to ask for, once you have your Reiki crystal, certainly ask for that and work on that and see what opens up for you.
And can you help me with that now?
When we get to the healing point, I can certainly include some energy of abundance and see what it opens up for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It sounds like what you're asking for as well, though, is something more that would be more appropriate to a private session as well versus, you know, a answer on a phone call.
I said it in general more, but also I myself as a healer, I had the laser beam. And to manifest now, because of a lot of things that I went through, a lot of psychic energies, a lot of magic, bad magics, a lot of those things, which is, thank God it's cleared, hopefully. I don't know if it's me, I cannot have the laser focus, or I have it, but I somehow cannot believe it.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the nice thing about Reiki is that it doesn't require your belief in it to have an effect. So when I do the healing tonight, you'll still be able to have the benefit of that experience, whether you're believing in it or not. In terms of your own experience with an energetic laser, I'm not familiar enough with what the details of that experience were to comment too much about it. But I do know that the Reiki laser, again, coming from the Reiki crystal, which is always working for the highest good. I know you mentioned something in there about some negative magic. This would certainly not go in that direction. This would just be clearing out anything that was negative. Anything that would be not for your highest good would be hopefully moved out by the Reiki crystal and the Reiki laser.
Yeah, and if you can help us, how to protect us, how to protect ourselves from any black magics or any of those shit things?
Yeah, I mean, well, so there's a lot of things that people can do to protect their auric field. And my experience is, if you can keep your aura strong, then other people are really not going to be able to energetically imprint and manipulate you. Even though I do know, you know, there is some manipulation that does exist out there in the world. One simple thing that I recommend to almost all my clients is just the simple act of taking a regular sea salt bath. A couple pinches of sea salt in a bath of water is really amazing for just keeping the aura clear and strong. Sometimes even if you don't have access to being able to be in a bath, and even if you don't have access to, you know, sea salt, sometimes even just a short dab of table salt on your hand, mix it with a little bit of water, and then hit the back of your neck where the gates of consciousness are, right where the base of the skull meets the top of the neck. That's where other people's energy will often attach to you. If you think about term, a pain in the neck, like that's literally where that language is coming from. So keeping that clear. And also, once you have your own Reiki crystal, asking it to do a deep clearing of any energetic cords that may be existing between another person and you. So the crystal can certainly work to clear those cords and keep you in a place of protection. Also using the Reiki portal to open up to protective beings such as the Archangel Michael to bring that energy in. So again, the beautiful thing about the Reiki crystal is it gives you a lot of different options, and I always recommend use all of them. Use all of them until you have the effect that feels right for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
So much love to you. All right. Wonderful. Let's go to New Haven, Connecticut, and the last four digits of your phone number are 8201. 8201 New Haven, your line.
Hi, this is Anne. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. Thanks so much. Originally, my question was going to be about my current physical health. I am healing from breast cancer. Mm-hmm. But I think from based on what you said, I think the group session that you're going to do later, I think I'll just experience the healing from that in regards to it. But okay. I guess a question around that as well. Do we have to set the intention when you do the group healing? Or you set that intention for everyone?
So the energy is always going to be coming in and weaving for the highest good. That being said, you know, you as a incarnation of divine presence, the more attention that you can give to it also adds to the session. So if you wanted to hold that intention, I would say certainly whatever intention you want to hold, you know, hold that intention during the session for sure.
Okay. And another question, do you have any success with tinnitus?
Tinnitus?
Clearing the ears ringing in one's ear.
You know, I've had a little bit of success with that with myself. It's not something that's really come up so much with clients, but I have had times when I've had ringing in my own ears, and there's a couple of ways to look at that. One can look at it just as a physical thing. For me personally, and I'm not saying that this is the case for you, but I'm saying for me personally, when I've really tuned into that, it's often been that there's beings on higher levels that are actually just wanting to talk to me. And once I really tune in and actually open up and listen, then the ringing stops. So I'm not saying that's what's happening for you, but I can say that has been my experience. So that might be one thing to try to do, just maybe even free write with your hand, like on a you know, sheet of paper, and just write, like, what is the ringing trying to tell me, and just see if there's a message in there or some kind of conversation that the universe is wanting to have with you, and just see where that takes you. And again, I'm not saying that there's not some physical element to it, but in my own experience, that's what has worked for me.
Okay, great. I'll try that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for calling in. Much love.
Thanks so much.
All right, so let's go to the web again and take a couple more questions. So Emma joined a little later. With this, she's asking, do you have to know this? Oh, no, sorry. She's asking, this is Emma from LA, do you have to know the shapes and locations of the body parts, so maybe the internal organs, in order to work with them?
No, you don't. I mean, so again, just the beautiful thing about the Reiki crystal is that it's got divine intelligence in it. So it's going to know all of that. You know, all you need to do is give it a sense of where you're wanting the healing to go, and it will do the rest.
Beautiful. Okay, good. Thanks for clarifying that. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. So here is one from Julie from Salt Lake City. And this might pertain to other people as well. And this is also around generations. It's around mm-hmm. something that's repeated over generations. So here's the question.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
family has carried some reoccurring trauma of neglect and abuse that goes back as far as our family remembers.
Uh-huh.
Can we heal the lives of my family members who have experienced this trauma? And using the Reiki or the crystal, can you stop the karma reoccurring?
You can certainly do a lot of deep healing on this in a number of ways. So let me just tell you what I would do working with this. One thing that I didn't mention, just because there's so much possibility in this crystal, you know, it's hard to get to everything. There's a treatment that one can do with the crystal that I call a family constellation treatment. So if you've ever experienced family constellation work with a family constellation therapist, they're really doing a lot of amazing and profound work with with family members and historic trauma that can go back for many generations. And having experienced that work in person with the family constellation therapist, I found it to be very profound. And I was able to find that the Reiki crystal can actually energetically approximate that. So the way it came to me was after my wife gave birth to our 4-year-old son, I noticed we suddenly started arguing all the time, which we had always been very peaceful before. And I was like asking my crystal, like, what's this about? What can I do to heal this? And what was showing up for me was that the arguments weren't even really so much about us, that it was past generations kind of working through us, kind of, you know, promoting their own agendas and different patterns that we had not even been conscious of before. And so I asked my Reiki crystal to start sending us a Reiki crystal family constellation therapy treatment. And as it would do that, I would totally just feel a profound shift in the relationship between me and my wife. The sense of argument would totally dissipate. The sense of, you know, unknown energy that had just kind of shown up would just totally vanish and move out of the way. So I was able to clear a lot just through that family constellation treatment through the Reiki crystal. You can also direct the Reiki crystal to work directly on the karmic body to address any karma in your karmic body, as well as the karmic bodies of any family members that might be willing to be a part of a treatment to help release that karma that's held in your karmic body, as well as their karmic bodies. So there's certainly, you know, a number of approaches that you could use to kind of release that trauma. And, you know, not to mention, again, I always like to say just throw it all in, opening up, you know, Reiki portals to divine healing realms, to the Archangel Raphael, to Christ, to Kuan Yin. And sometimes, you know, my experience is sometimes in the healing, one of these beings will literally just come in and just kind of shamanically, you know, pull out and extract some of these energetic patterns from your karmic body as well. So there's a lot of possibilities that can be explored, but certainly I think that healing generational trauma is something that can occur. And I, again, as I mentioned in my own experience earlier in the show, coming from a family where there was a lot of intense abuse,
right,
that was generational. That was happening, you know, to my parents, to my grandparents. And luckily, you know, I've been able to clear it, so it's going to stop with me. But, you know, that's just I feel like I'm living proof that you can certainly heal these kinds of generational issues. Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I think this is probably a good time then, Brett, to share the offer with everyone so that they can get a deeper sense, maybe also for those who joined a little later who didn't quite make the beginning of the call. So I'm just going to share with everyone how they can follow along. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click the orange special offer button underneath Brett's photograph. That's if you're on the webinar page. And if you're not on the webinar page and you'd like to follow along visually, then type in WOTA show.com/Brett, which is B-R-E-T-T, and then the number 7. Everything's lowercase. So it's WOTA show.com/Brett7. Everything's lowercase. And you'll be taken to a page where you'll see Brett's photograph and then a couple of options. So Brett, it'd be wonderful if you could take us through both options, the online
sure.
course, as well as what might occur in a private session with you.
Yeah, beautiful. So in the online course, which I call 7 Days of Psychic Reiki, the first day begins with a psychic Reiki healing empowerment. So what that means is that you're receiving your own Reiki crystal in a beautiful healing that's coming from me, and you hear me talking through it the whole time, sending Reiki to your different organs and organ systems, different layers of your aura, your chakras, meridians, running Reiki lasers through your body, and at the same time also empowering you to your own Reiki crystal. And during that time, I also talk you through how to do a basic Reiki session on yourself. Using the Reiki crystal. Day two of the course, we experiment with the possibilities of Reiki lasers. So I really go deeper into that concept. I talk you through how to create Reiki lasers within your body, how to create Reiki lasers through timelines of different organs and organ systems to really deeply intensify the healing in a very profound way. On day three, we explore Reiki portals. So I teach you how to open up a Reiki portal, how to connect that with divine beings. Again, I prefer to love to work with the Archangel Raphael, but you can also use it to connect with Christ or Kuan Yin or other beings to bring in beautiful, profound healing energy that is a supplement to the Reiki energy that you're already working with. And then on day four, I begin to show you how to use the Reiki crystal for different meditative purposes. So bringing you into a very deep place of stillness and inner peace, teaching you how to do that for yourself, teaching you also how to shape shift your cellular consciousness into a Reiki meditation for self-love, that, so that you're totally embodying that vibration of self-love at a cellular level. And again, as I mentioned earlier, when I've been doing that with my clients, once I do that on a regular basis, there's kind of a quantum shift that happens for them in terms of their life accelerating in a beautiful way. On day five, I teach you about Reiki hologram. So as I mentioned before, Reiki hologram is where you can create an energetic replica of any organ or organ system made out of the light of Reiki. You can also even use Reiki holograms to replicate different sacred geometric forms. So I'll teach you how to create a Reiki pyramid, even how to create Reiki replicas of different sacred sites energetically. One thing I often like to do is to create a Reiki hologram of the sarcophagus in the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid in Giza, which I have physically been in, and it energetically replicates that experience. So there's a lot of beautiful work that you can do with the Reiki holograms on day five. Day six is what I call integrating the tools. So that's where you learn how to take days one through five and weave them into one very powerful treatment in a really beautiful way. And then on day seven, I show you how to empower others using your own Reiki crystal so that you can share this beautiful gift with friends, family members, people in your own life so that you can literally spread this light in a beautiful way. So that's option one. Do you want me to go on and talk about option two as well?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So option two is a 1 hour distant healing from me. And it's a little bit of a shift from the psychic Reiki. So the psychic Reiki is beautiful work, but quite honestly, once you're empowered to it, it's something that you can pretty much do on your own. Option two is a totally different system that I call magical awakening. And I have to be totally honest here. All of my clients that I work with, including, you know, Carrie Ananaba from Dancing with the Stars and Krista Vernoff from Grey's Anatomy, once they try magical awakening, they don't want to go back to anything else because their experience is that this is like the most high-powered energy healing they've ever experienced. So the magical awakening treatments, again, I do them distantly, will weave in specifically the element of time, work on retrieving lost soul parts, helping to heal birth trauma and trauma from previous lifetimes, doing a lot of deep karmic work. And again, I can't say enough about the magical awakening work. It really, of all the things I do, it's the most potent that I find. And so those of you that would like to join me to experience a 1 hour session, I urge you to please, you know, follow up with option number two. And with that, you also get everything in option one. So you get the psychic Reiki training that gives you some very powerful energetic gifts to be able to bring healing into your own life, totally empowered to do that with yourself and family members.
Wonderful. Okay, so I'm going to have to ask you to tell us a little bit more about the magical awakening. Just to give us a little bit more on what it really entails.
Yeah. Sure. So magical awakening is an energy healing modality that connects back to the energies of ancient Avalon and the energies of Merlin. It's a very, very playful system. In there, there's numerous tools. It's a 9-level system that I teach to the public, and some of the tools have names like, you know, Excalibur and Mists of Avalon, and they're just extremely potent. So again, whenever somebody's had a healing with me who's maybe coming for Reiki, I always say, you know, if you want Reiki, I'll do Reiki for you, but the magical awakening, I find, takes you to an even deeper level. And, you know, the only thing about the magical awakening is it's a bit more involved to teach. So with the work here, it felt better to offer the psychic Reiki as the actual program, because I can make sure that you really got that and have that down, and that too is very powerful. But the magical awakening is just an extremely playful, very mystical system. And again, my experience is that for my own clients, those that are willing to actually try the magical awakening, they usually never want to go back to anything else once they've tried it.
Is it mostly non-physical healing?
Yeah, I mean, you could work on physical issues, but it's distant work. So most of my clients are in California, and I live in New York. So, and to give you a basic, kind of download of the system, in the first level, and it's not a training, but in the first level, one's empowered to what is called the energy of the three cauldrons. So from the belly flows a very hot, fiery white light called dragon fire. From the area of the heart flows a very beautiful, nurturing light called the grail. And from the crown chakra flows a very awakening vibration that I call Arthur's crown. When we move on to level 2 in this training, and again, this is not a training we're offering, but it's just the healing.
Yeah.
At level 2, a practitioner has the ability through their fingertips to call in the energetic signature basically of anything that exists, anything that is of earth, air, fire, or water, and almost everything is of a subset of one of those. So you can bring through like the energy of selenite or the energy of amethyst or the energy of a song of a whale or the energy of the redwood forest or the energy of Sedona, you know, and you can literally fall. The way I describe it is as though I'm in an energetic jazz improv with the divine, where we're just calling through all these riffs of energetic possibilities of whatever's perfect for you in that moment. Because, you know, even if you look at history in terms of ancient Greece and other civilizations, often the remedy for an illness wasn't so much about taking an herb or, you know, having any kind of thing done to you. Sometimes it was, oh, you need to go to this beach or you need to go to this mountaintop, because there exists the energy that's going to heal your soul.
Mm.
And so with magical awakening, you can literally bring the energy of the beach or the mountaintop or the herb or the crystal to the person. And so it's a very powerful system that, again, level 2, you get that ability through your fingertips. Level 3 is where it comes in this beautiful energetic sword of light called Excalibur that is very deep and powerful in terms of clearing stuff at the karmic level. Level 4, there's actually divine beings that start to come through at level 4, including Lady of the Lake, who literally will come into the healing and often perform shamanic extractions and other energy work at a distance. And the system goes on and on. My favorite tool in the system, because there's so many tools, I can't explain them all.
Yep.
But at level 7, there's a tool that I call Alchemy of the Grail. And what Alchemy of the Grail can do is it can literally weave through the energetic possibility of any healing form from any of the world's sacred healing traditions. So with that, like when I perform a soul retrieval energetically, I'm doing Alchemy of the Grail to basically do what a shaman would do for you in person. Or I can sometimes use Alchemy of the Grail to run an energetic puja from one of the Hindu traditions to help clear karma or clear obstacles. So Alchemy of the Grail, I have to admit, is what I use most of the time when I'm doing healings with magical awakening. But if that's a tool that one gets at the 7th level of that system. So it's just a very playful and magical system. I literally refer to the fellow healers in that system as wizards, because it's a very just playful, magical path. But, you know, for the one-on-one work, it just felt like that was my best thing to offer. And so I just wanted to make it available to everybody. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to make sure everyone had maybe a slightly deeper understanding.
Sure.
So are they on the phone with you distance-wise, or is it you arrange a time? Do they have to send you things that they are wanting you to work on? What does that look like for the client?
Yeah, so for the client, what I usually, you know, I give them an option, but what I usually encourage is the first option is email me what you want to work on, and then we arrange a time where you're going to be receiving the healing. I'll send you the healing distantly at that time, and then I'll follow up with an email. Now, if somebody really wants the phone conversation, that's an option that I will explore with them, but that is also part of the hour. And what I find is sometimes people want to talk for 30 minutes and then they've lost 30 minutes of what could have been some profound healing time for them. And also during the actual healing, I'm not saying anything during the healing. I'm just literally directly connected with the energy.
Yeah.
So so there's no point in me really being on the phone. And another thing, too, is people often fall asleep at the end of a session, so I don't really want to then call them back and wake them up. So I find what tends to work best is just doing the email approach, though if a person is really attached to the phone call, I can certainly try to make that work, though I usually don't recommend it.
No, I totally understand and appreciate the format that is being offered here, and everyone else does too. I just wanted to make sure that everyone understood, you know, what this is, you know, so that they don't think it's a 60-minute interactive session. This is for this is for healing. I mean, this is the healing, and there's going to be a transmission of energies throughout this particular healing period.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. That's a that's a beautiful offer. We've never ever had this before. Yeah. This is the first time we've ever had Psychic Reiki ever on the show, and this is over 300 speakers now, everyone. So this is the first time. It's the first time that this magical awakening distance healing is being offered. We've never had that, and quite frankly, I don't think I've seen it in many places anywhere. I don't know, Brett, you've probably offered somewhere else, but this is a it's a beautiful, beautiful offer for the community. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Is it time for me to start doing the healing? Or
Yeah, it's time. It's time. And I wasn't sure how long that was going to be. So I'm just going to turn it over to you. But let me ask you this. We can conclude now and kind of say our goodbyes. Or we can kind of return after the healing. What's going to be best?
Let's stay on the line, just because even though usually I'm silent, I do want to give people a sense of just what I'm working through. So I'll actually talk while I'm doing the healing, even though most of the time I don't, just because I know everybody's listening. And so I'll talk through it. And then at the end, we could just be very, you know, short and kind of say our goodbyes then. Does that work?
Absolutely. Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you so
much. Good. So first, I just want to invite everybody who's going to be receiving this healing, just make sure that you are either seated or lying down, that you're not, you know, cutting vegetables in the kitchen or driving a car or doing anything where you might be distracted, because the healing can often take people into an altered state. And so I want to make sure that you're totally present with everything that's happening. So again, make sure that you're either seated or comfortably lying down. And I'm going to begin by just simply asking my Reiki crystal to send Reiki to your brain and nervous system, sending Reiki to the brain and nervous system of everybody who's listening to this right now. And following that by asking my Reiki crystal to send Reiki to your digestive system, and inviting my Reiki crystal to send Reiki to your respiratory system, inviting my Reiki crystal to send Reiki to your muscular system, inviting my Reiki crystal to send Reiki to your lymph system, inviting my Reiki crystal to send Reiki to your circulatory system, and inviting my Reiki crystal to send Reiki to your skeletal system. And asking my Reiki crystal now to send Reiki to all of your major glands and all of your major organs, just to cover anything that I may have left out. And inviting my Reiki crystal now to create Reiki lasers between each and every bone in your body to each and every other bone in your body, manifesting a beautiful web of Reiki light inside of you. And from here, inviting my Reiki crystal to manifest Reiki lasers through time, through each organ and organ system in your body from the moment of your birth up to the present moment. And inviting my Reiki crystal now to send Reiki to your chakras, to clear all seven of your chakras of any energetic debris, any psychic debris that's not serving your highest good. Inviting my Reiki crystal now to send Reiki to your meridians, those energetic lines of light talked about in Chinese medicine and acupuncture. Inviting my Reiki crystal now to send Reiki to your mental body. And inviting my Reiki crystal now to send Reiki to your emotional body. And inviting my Reiki crystal now to send Reiki to your karmic body. Also inviting my Reiki crystal now to manifest around you something I call a Reiki sphere of divine grace, which if you could see it would be like a huge bubble or a huge egg filled with the light of Reiki, totally enveloping you on all levels. And from here, at the top of that Reiki sphere of divine grace, I'm going to invite my Reiki crystal to manifest a Reiki portal 6 inches above your crown chakra to whatever healing aspect of the divine would be most important for you in this moment. So for some of you, that might be Archangel Raphael, for others it might be gods, goddesses, ancestors, whatever it might be, coming in for healing. And from here, I would also like to invite my Reiki crystal to manifest Reiki holograms of any organs in your system that may need some extra energetic assistance, manifesting those Reiki holograms in a place of perfect health and infusing them in with your physical body in those places where they will harmonize with your organs and organ systems. Also inviting my Reiki crystal to create Reiki holograms of a Reiki crystal gemstone treatment on you to bring through the energies of the most appropriate gemstones and crystals for you now in this moment. And from here, inviting my Reiki crystal to bring you into a Reiki meditation for deep stillness and inner peace. Beautiful. And from here, also inviting my Reiki crystal to bring the cellular consciousness in each cell of your body into a Reiki meditation for self-love, so that that self-love is truly being embodied in each cell of your body, totally embodied on the physical level. And just allow this presence to be with you. You're doing beautifully. And from here, I'm also just going to invite my Reiki crystal just to send a little bit of Reiki to everybody's gates of consciousness, that place at the base of the brain, top of the neck, where other people's energy can sometimes attach there. So I'm just sensing a little presence in the field that some of you can use a little extra assistance there. So just inviting my Reiki crystal to send a clearing to everybody's gates of consciousness. And also, because it was mentioned earlier, inviting my Reiki crystal to send a Reiki family constellation treatment to everybody in this audience. And so what that's doing is it's just helping to work on releasing some generational issues. This is going to be a short healing, so I'm not going to say it's going to totally fix everything in the time that we have together, but it will definitely move some energies and help shift things in a positive way as it's working its beautiful divine healing magic. And also inviting my Reiki crystal to create a Reiki hologram of my hands performing a healing emanation on each individual who's part of this healing. Beautiful. And just letting the energy kind of speak for itself right now. I'm just going to let it run for a little bit longer, and then I'm going to shift over into integration. Beautiful. So from here, I'm going to go ahead now and invite my Reiki crystal to shift all the different lines of light that it's been sending to now be for the most gentle and most perfect form of integration. And as I'm sending that now, what many of you might start to experience is feeling the energy feeling a little more heavy, a little more dense. That's totally normal. It's just that the energy now is reminding you that even though you are a spiritual being, that you do exist in the world of form, you do have a body. Sometimes in the world of energy healing, we can kind of forget about that and end up floating outside of our bodies after a session. So this last piece is designed to really make sure that you're grounded back in your body at the end of the session. And that's just going to run for just a little bit longer as we're bringing things to a close. And inviting my Reiki crystal to create a Reiki hologram of a grounding cord from everybody's root chakra down to the center of the earth. And inviting my Reiki crystal to bring through the energy of hematite. Is the Reiki of hematite for everybody here to again just help ground and center everybody back into their body as we're bringing this short sample healing to a close. Beautiful. And from here, I just invite you to just be mindful of, again, whether you're seated or lying down, just be mindful of either the chair supporting you or the couch or bed supporting you. Being aware of the feeling of the clothing against your skin. Being aware and mindful of any sounds that are happening inside the room or outside the room. And very gently and very easily, just bringing your consciousness back into your body, back into the room that you are in, back into this time and space. And again, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to share this work with you. I really love sharing these healing possibilities with as many people as possible. So thank you for giving me this opportunity. And I hope to experience some of you in the one-on-one healings with Option 2. And those of you who explore Option 1, I really hope that you find amazing benefit through that program. And also, Ian, I just wanted to thank you again and just ask you if you have any last words or any last comments.
Well, I just wanted to say, firstly, thank you so much for that healing. And for those of us who are experiencing this healing now, is it best that we remain still for a little while, or can we go about our days, our lives after this?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. So if, first of all, I would like to recommend everybody drink plenty of water for the rest of the day, because as the energy moves into the cells of your body, that can cause the cells to detox, which is a good thing. But the more assistance you can give your kidneys to then flush that out of your body, the better. So make sure you drink plenty of water for the rest of the day. Also, in terms of what to do next, I would say really trust your intuition. If you feel like you're totally back and present and can go about your day in a beautiful, focused way, then I would say go ahead and do that. If you feel like you're maybe some deep work came up for you, and that does sometimes happen during these sessions, sometimes some really deep stuff can move. And if you feel like that's happened for you and you need to sit and be present with that, then I encourage you to really honor yourself and honor whatever may be coming up for you through the healing, and just be present with that. But I really empower you, each of you individually, to really just kind of tune in and take responsibility for what feels right for you in this moment, whether that's going back into your day or just taking a little time more to tune in deeper to what the healing experience was like for you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I did want to just provide a point of clarification, because we did have a few people writing in asking. The option one, which is the online course, is an online course, meaning that actually you get all the days at once, and you'd go through it self-paced. So it's self-paced. So I'm just sharing with everyone who had questions. So you do have access. But here's a question that's coming up around that, Brett. Do you suggest that you literally do it one day at a time? Because some people have a tendency to maybe want to do everything all at once, like a binge session, so to speak, on this type of work. Would you suggest actually that you go through this one day at a time?
Yeah, the reason I would suggest going through it one day at a time is because each of those processes is going to take you through some work that I feel like you need to really give some time to honor and to integrate. So, if you move through it too fast, I'm not sure that you're going to necessarily retain all the information that's there. I mean, I guess you could go back to it and revisit it. But, I would recommend definitely just taking it, one day at a time, literally sitting with each of those aspects of the course, sitting with the healings that come with each of those aspects, sitting with the tools that come with each of those aspects, and let it unfold over a 7-day period. And when I think of my own journey with this work, it literally took me months after having the Reiki crystal to even figure out what I could actually do with it. And even after that, it took literally years for all of these tools to evolve. So in my own experience, it's been a journey of many years, and here it's been condensed down to 7 days, which still in the larger scheme of time is still relatively short to be able to do such powerful and dramatic healing work. So if you can be patient and just do it on a 7-day schedule, that's what I recommend. I always try to defer to people's own higher will. If you feel like, the divine is telling you have to do it in one day, I'm not going to argue with that, but my recommendation is to take 7 days.
Yeah. And the other thing people are asking about is the crystal. Just to clarify, the crystal is it's an energetic crystal. It's not a...
True.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's an energetic crystal. And I have had some people even send me photographs of it showing up energetically in their system. Yeah. So, it's an energy crystal, not a physical crystal.
Wonderful. Well, usually I would turn it over to you and ask if there's anything that you wanted to share with the community around psychic Reiki, anything that's come through either from your guidance as you've been talking today, or anything that you feel that maybe I didn't ask you that the community would be good for them to know. Anything that you want to share in terms of final words?
Yeah, just so two things. One, in terms of psychic Reiki, the way I think of it is really is like it's in my mind, and I just feel like it's a comprehensive vehicle to be able to do anything that is possible in the Reiki tradition, literally in a very easy form, just through conversation with the divine intelligence of the energy. So it's very user-friendly and has access to anything that's possible within the realm of Reiki. One other thing I did want to mention, just because I forgot to, is that, you know, earlier when we were talking about Magical Awakening, there is a book that people could explore if they want to explore just the first few levels called The Wizard's Guide to Energy Healing. So I know I didn't have time to go too deep into the Magical Awakening work, but that's one way that people could learn just a little bit more about it if they're interested.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, it's been fascinating. I know that there's been a lot of new information shared with me and with the community today. And I'm excited. I'm going to go through that course. I'm excited to integrate the psychic Reiki into my life. I know that there's things in my life, both spiritually as well as physically, that I have an old year, you know, motorcycle accident that my shoulder is telling me that I need to go through this program. I can really feel that it's going to benefit me in that way. So I'm excited to go through the program. And everyone, I encourage you to really feel into this, to see if this is something that your higher self is resonating with, as well as the opportunity to work one-on-one with Brett in terms of his distant healing for the Magical Awakening. So that's available to you as well. I just wanted to honor Brett one more time by mentioning that, since he spent such a lot of time with us today and he's given us some really, really wonderful tools, as well as taken us all through that beautiful, beautiful healing that all of us are going to benefit from. Yeah, so feel into that if that's something you'd like to work with. That offer is available, and it'll be certainly available through the end of the series. All right, Brett, thank you so much again for being here. We're in deep gratitude, and it's been really a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Ian. I really, you know, as I mentioned earlier, gratitude to you and also to your whole team. They've been a pleasure to work with. And thank you to everybody in the audience who has given me the opportunity to do this work by tuning in and being available.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. And shining stars out there, beautiful, beautiful guided lights. Thank you so much for being with us and for listening to the show. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun, the Ancient Ones, beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, everyone. Much love. Namaste. Bye now.
Bye-bye.